Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm just in a state of thankfulness again for my brother. And again, if you can continue to pray for him that he gets better. He's going through the pain trials right now of getting out of surgery. But I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful for God. And I've been working a lot on the Holy Spirit and receiving the Spirit and all this stuff. And what God has done for us, what He's given to us, is incredible. And what His Son did for us in order that we can live this way, and the sacrifice that was given, is just, it's unbelievable. Of course, I've been reading in Ecclesiastes, which if you enjoy, like, I like to find stuff that's quick information, quick information I can kind of sink my teeth into. And Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are always great ways to start. But I read this today, and again, considering my brother, it just hit me. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. If they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." The amount of support that I've seen in the last week is just, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, the amount of people and the amount of support that I've had just based on what's going on with my brother. But the thing is you got to allow people in. You got to allow people in. Life is not just about being alone and by yourself. First and foremost, you're never alone, because you have God. And God will always lift you up, and God will always be there for you. But it's just good to know, if you're a loner in life, it's good to know. Find somebody to share it with. Have a brother. Have a family member. Have somebody that you're with that you can rely on, and they can rely on you. If you go to verse 6, this is so true. "Better is a handful with quietness than both hands full with travail," or the toil that's connected to trouble and vexation of spirit. It's better to have a little bit with quiet and peacefulness than it is to have a lot. And, you know, the saying, "Mo money, mo problems." That, I mean, the amount, it's unbelievable. My whole life, I wanted to work and build and blah, 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 blah. And then you receive it, and then you're working twice as hard just to maintain it. You have one car, that's not so bad. You have two cars, that's a little bit more work. You have four cars, problems. There's always problems. And I just love this, because it's better to just to receive what God gives you and be thankful for it, because there's a peace with that. If you go over to verse 14 in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear, have reverence to all before him. That which is crooked cannot be made straight." Whatever God does, it is. But you have to recognize God's heart. The whole thing is to show that you get to a point where you have reverential awe towards God. It's all about the relationship with God. Some people have a question about what life's about. We are to strive to enter into God's rest, where you cease from your works as God did from his own on the seventh day. It's about the relationship, building the relationship. Peace, which is that state of undisturbed well-being, and grace will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with an object, where you hear from that object and you heed his advice, both of God and his Son, Jesus Christ. That's in 2 Peter, verse 2. This is chapter 1, verse 2. Again, it's just, God is so good. So good. If you jump over to This is something that I always like to kind of keep in my thoughts. If you go to chapter 5, verse 10, it says, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This also is vanity." If you find yourself chasing something, you have to know that when you receive that thing, it's not going to satisfy the need for more, especially if you love it. "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth increase." It's not going to satisfy. And if you recognize that in your life, you can calm it down a little bit. You got to choose what you think on. You got to choose what's important in your life. You're in control of your mind. It's not the other way around. As he thinketh, so he is. The way you think and the things you think about, that's what makes you you. Therefore, choose. If you find yourself thinking negatively because you're watching some TV show, stop watching it. If you find yourself thinking on good things because you're listening to, let's say, the Word or you're reading or whatever it is, stick on that. You choose what you think about in life. God is number one, period. You just got to get yourself to the point where you rely on that. Have a phenomenal day. Pray the big prayers. Be thankful for what you have. Pray the big prayers. Pray the small prayers. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. Always to God. Lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the fog horn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have the fear. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I just pray that I get everything done that needs to get done, that all the clients are thankful. I ask for fiscal prosperity and abundance so that we can get through this time, and that we're not financially stressed or more stressed. I also ask that the new kid, that you just bless him, take care of him, that there's a hedge of protection around that entire workshop, that what happened never happens again. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life and for the people you've surrounded me with, for this great company of believers, for the support that's all around. I'm just so very, very thankful for that, for the prayers of everybody. I again thank you for today, that it's a blessed day, a great day, and that you just continually pour out your love upon each and every one of your believers. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.